So good morning. First of all, don't blame me because of the snow. I don't bring any winter storm, snowstorm to Vancouver. I just bring brainstorm, hopefully, to your leaders. About 31 years ago, when I was still the pastor in the Saskatoon at a small Chinese church, I received a few different calling, so-called calling. One from Vancouver, one from Calgary, one from Edmonton. Yeah, they tried to not headhunt, not because I'm popular, because even locally, you can't find pastors, right? The best place is to catch it from Saskatchewan, yeah, or Alberta, right? So it's reasonable. So that's why I received calls from three different churches. I don't know why, after prayer, I choose the coldest city, one of the coldest city in Canada, that is Edmonton. I stuck there for 31 years, okay? After a few years being a pastor in Edmonton, I have some sort of regret, especially when one time I attend a winter conference. You all know about Chinese-Canadian famous joint churches winter conference. That year, I think it's about maybe 1996 or 97 or whatever. Why, after attending that winter conference, I have a certain extent of a regret. Because at that winter conference, someone told me, hey, this Sunday, Vancouver will have snow. So that means the church will cancel. And the pastors, they are so joyful because they don't need to work. And I was so regret. How come I always have to work? And 31 years, not even one day in Edmonton, because of snow, that people don't need to go to school, don't need to go to work. We still have to go to church. Of course, today, you are in the church, and also you are in the church too. But at that time, you know, there's no online service. So you know, today I have a big hope. I hope that, wow, big snow. I can enjoy a day off on Sunday, and I can save my voice after speak four times, and I can, wow, relax and enjoy my snack for Sunday. But too bad. I still need to speak, eh? But I enjoy to speak, okay? Don't worry. Brothers and sisters, today I share a very simple passage with you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. As our brother has already read on it, you can carefully or easily can catch what it means. You are. When a preacher uses a title like that, is try to make your attention, right? You are dot, 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 dot. What are those dot, 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 dot? Those dot are followed by the scripture. You are. The first two verses right here said, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. It looks like quite simple, but actually it's not simple. If you have a background of what a Corinthian church was, you will astonish. Paul right here, he openly, publicly affirmed, you are a church that blessed with gifts. That is the Corinthian church, right? You are blessed with gifts. Even a church like Corinthians, if you don't know anything about Corinthian church, you better to go back and read the scripture and you can catch something. Of course, they are in a very famous city and so metropolitan that all kinds of different thoughts and different behaviors happen in the society and also have a big impact to the church. But even this church have so many issues or conflicts or different problems have to face, Paul, in the very beginning of these letters, he affirmed, this is a church with blessings. This is a church blessed with gifts. Obviously, right here, Paul affirmed this kind of gifts are in Christ Jesus. For in him, you know, Paul's theology always put emphasis, we are all in him, in Christ. Just like the book of Ephesians, you know, the main theme is the riches in Christ. The faith, the foundation, or the theology, the doctrine that we all enrich because we are in Christ. But not only intellectually or spiritually, but also have a big impact for our behavior, for our life, for our family life, how we work, how we do our professions in our society. It all because of our foundation, our anchor in Christ. So, as same here, Paul's theology in Christ. No matter what kind of church you are the most important thing that in Christ. When we have a in Christ foundation, we have hope, we have strength, we have the grace that we need to refresh ourselves no matter what happened in the past years, because I know LGC is a quote-unquote aging church. Aging in a sense because this year you celebrate your what years? 40 years? Or 42. So in the previous Cantonese service, it's so interesting. The chairperson announced, we will celebrate our 40th years, even though we are 42. I don't know why you guys don't put 42, right? 42 is also a year that worth to celebrate. But you can mention all the special thing happened in the all along 42 years. So interesting. We are 42, we celebrate our 40. But no matter how, a 42 years church must have many stories. And also maybe have many baggages. Or we should have many different opinions or different conflicts. All those because of age. Because you are aging. Aging in a sense, not necessarily in the best sense, right? Especially right here, there are a bunch of young people. I ensure one time or one day, you will be aged too. So don't blame seniors. I never blame seniors because I know one day I'm now a senior. So age, that means experience. And somehow age also implies many things people has already bear and pay the price for us so we can enjoy what we have today. So right here, Paul said, you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. Hey, it's so interesting. Enriched, blessing. And Paul said, with all kinds of speech, with all knowledge. Do you agree? Articulation, speech is a gift. Do you agree knowledge is also a gift? I know in the internet world nowadays, knowledge is just in the fingertip, right? It looks like knowledge is not so valuable. But actually, knowledge is easy to assess, but how you have wisdom to analyze, collect, and processing those knowledge, I think Paul's point out the knowledge is the wisdom how to accept, receive, and use this kind of knowledge. If you are a knowledgeable or a scholar, well-educated people, if you also can articulate well, you know, you are really a blessed person. When I was in a seminary, I always have an observation. Many scholars, many big scholars. But somehow, it's so sarcastic that some scholars, they have a lot in their mind, in their research, but they cannot articulate well. They are just like a pot, just like a Chinese teapot, right? Very big, many things. But the articulation, pour it out, you have to be careful and slowly, right? So some scholars, they are just like a pot, many things. In Chinese saying, that means many knowledge in the tummy, right? But can you articulate well and can you deliver and present it well is another story. But if you are enriched with speech and knowledge, you must be a well-known scholar or a good speaker. Do you agree your church, LGC, is a church blessed with speech and knowledge? You look around? Well, just like the short singspiration that we have, I can sense that you have many gifts around here. Not a big crowd, but you sing well. Of course, you lead well. That means we have many gifts around here. Somehow, the Chinese Canadian, we take for granted we have the best education, somehow with a good parent, somehow with a good environment, and somehow in the best city, right? You take for granted and title that those should be given, not necessary. As our chairperson, our brother, lead us in the short prayer, you can listen and say amen to this world. Not many people are so blessed and rich like you and I. So for sure, you are a church enriched with all kinds of speech and knowledge. These two dimensions, just an example to express, you are a church blessed with gifts. Don't waste your gifts, just like don't waste your life. If there are so many gifted persons, gifted people around us, we better to gather together to use our gifts for the Lord, for this society, for each other, so that we will be a church continuously, really become Lord's Grace Church. I know, 42 years, even among the English congregation, you have different generations, right? Wow, different generations come and go. We have a lot of different changes, but still, you are still enriched by many gifts and many speech and knowledge. It's all in Him. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Why Paul have to continue with verse 6? Because he wants to affirm that this comment, you are blessed with gifts, is not only Paul's personal comment, it's the God testimony. Wow, this is a weight word. It's God's testimony. If you do not agree with the above comment, that means you do not accept God's testimony among you. So God really bless you. It's up to your discretion how to use your gifts, your personal gifts, our corporate gifts and different ability talents to work for the Lord. Also work to serve our community. In the coming two verses, verse 7 and 8, can I ask all the ladies to read it out for me? Please. Sometimes we will put too many emphasis on the seeable gifts. That means all the gifts, blessing that we can count on. But suddenly Paul intervened our perspective or changed our perspective with the eyesight from the eternity. Therefore, do not lack of a spiritual gifts, as well as he encouraged us have to eagerly pursue and eagerly persist till the days of our Christ. He will also keep you firm to the end. That means we have gifts. We blessed by our Lord, so we can have a good professions. We can have a good life. We can have a good family, have a good future. But our blessing is not only for ourselves or our earthly life. You have to keep count on to follow Christ, not only when you are young, but also when you are getting old. Just like myself, I became a Christian when I was in junior high. I'm not from a Christian family, but so interesting, my friend, one of my cousins, he brought me to the church. And after about half years of reading the Bible and know the Christians, I became a Christian. I became a Christian. I can count back, it's almost, or exactly, is half century. Okay, then you know my age, eh? Half century. If I look around, I know some of my friends also commit to Christ or get the baptism and serve in the church. But after years, after 10 years, decades, some are, no more a Christian, or even some they de-Christian themselves. So that's why, Paul's encouragement is so real. You have to persist yourself till the day of your life, till the day that we will see Christ again. So eagerly wait and keep you firm. That means follow Christ, become his disciple. It's not just one day, one year, one decade. It's for your whole life. What a challenging faith that we are having. You are sustained to persist. Nowadays, everything is talked about sustainability. Do you agree? Wow, you have good marks, you have good performance, you have good business, but is it sustainable? Just like this weather, right? Climate changing. Weather is sustainable, that is the most challenging thing. Same as our faith, become Christ's disciple. It's good. Whether you are from a Christian family or not, it doesn't matter. The most important thing is whether you can become his children, becomes his disciple, and sustainable to persist your faith. I've been a pastor in Eminent Christian Community Church for 28 years, from 1992 to 2020. I sent out so many people out of our city because of the weather. We received provincial university students, even Calgary, a city better than Edmonton, but they have to come to Edmonton because they're a better school. So we receive many good students, but we send out professionals. So every time when I pray for our brothers and sisters, they become Christians in our church, and because of all kinds of reasons, they have to move to other places because of weather, because of work, because of marriage. I always have a burden. Whether when they move, they can get a good church. Because I know no one can become a Christian and finish his Christian walk by him alone. He needs a church. Even though in the COVID time, everyone have a misunderstanding. Hey, the COVID accelerated all Chinese churches to become a church online and in person. It's a dual church, right? Online and dual and in person church. And some people will misunderstand that Stay online. I watch a good preacher. I watch a better church channels. I can be a good Christian. I would think this is a misbelief, because you will become a Christian by you alone, because you just watch a program. Actually, we need the community. We need to engage and connect with others. So when I pray for all the people move out from Edmonton to other places, somehow I get a very interesting response. When they move out, sometimes they will send me a message and told me that they can't find a church like E3C. They can't find a good church, whatever reason. And somehow, sometime, they will fall apart from their faith because they just stand alone. You know, the sustainable faith is a real thing. Whether you will pursue it or persist till the end of the day, there are so many different temptations, challenges, thoughts, right? And reasonable reasons, we just depart from the church or from Christian groups. I still remember, it's about almost 10 years ago, when my younger son, he graduated from the school, from the university. He is a registered nurse. One time we hang out and talk about Christian faith. I'm a pastor. He is a pastor kid. So you know, it's so serious to talk about faith, right? I usually don't mention anything about faith. It's just patiently wait whether he bring up or not. Hey, interesting. A 22 years old guy, grown up in a church, suddenly he mentioned this to me. He said, "Hey, Dad, why my friends walk out from the church?" He asked me these questions. Wow, I'm well prepared. I said many reasons. Because of hypocrisy, many hypocrites in the church, many people gossiping in the church, and he suddenly talked to me, "Hey, Dad, how do you know that?" For being a pastor at that time is already 30 years. How come I do not know there are hypocrites in the church? Sometimes maybe the pastor is also one of the hypocrites, right? How come I do not know there are so many gossiping? You know, on the earth, only one place there is no gossip. Do you know where? Cemetery. Do you hear any gossiping in cemetery when you visit the cemetery? If you listen, you can hear many gossip. Wow, I was scared. Whenever there is a life or there's a group of people, there are politics, there are gossiping, right? No exception in the church. But how you face the gossiping, how you face those hypocrites, is all because of your Christian faith. Because of your Christian perspective, you will change your lenses to face the same gossip, or even sometimes face the same hypocrites. I think it's a good dialogue. So my younger son is still in faith till now. I have two sons. One is 3 years old, older than my younger one. So this year, one is turning 35, one is turning 32. I thank the Lord. Not because his father is a pastor, so that means he will be a Christian or be a good Christian. I don't believe God has any grandchildren. God only has children. Everyone has to make your own conversion. You have to follow Christ by yourself, with him and with others. Thanks God. Both of them, they still actively involved in church and be elected by their English pastors, by their English election teams to become their leaders for many times. Why? Because we need to sustain in order to persist. Not because of your background, not because of your family background. You born in a in a Christian family, you're born in a pastor family, nothing more or less. You still need to follow Christ on your own. The last verse, God is faithful. Somehow, our faith is very limited. So that's why we need to always remind God is faithful. Who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? Sometimes when we read Bible, those common language or common verses, we will just take for granted we understand. When you read this verse, it looks like understand. While we're all called by God into fellowship, no matter what you call your fellowship, small group, or communal life, whatever, you know, that is the true essence of your faith. We are called by God not only connect our life with God only, that is your personal walk, but you also need to walk out your personal faith with other brothers and sisters. I always like to use this analogy. What is a cross? A cross is with a vertical dimension. So the most important thing is you connect your life with God, but you also have to connect your life with others, right? That is the true essence of cross. All because of cross, because of Jesus, a sinner can be converted. And also because of Christ, we continuously have His faithful support that we can live out our life to respond to this call, to continue connect with others in the fellowship, in the true partnership. You are called into the partnership. I like the word partnership more than fellowship, because the fellowship is too churchy, right? The church always mentioned about this fellowship, that fellowship, lost the true essence of fellowship. Actually, fellowship, the most important thing is not program, it's not how it runs. The most important thing is whether we can connect or not. Whether we can become a partner in ministry or in our daily life or in our different life stages, that is called fellowship. That is called partnership. What is a church? Church is not a building. We all know about it. So even in the COVID shutdown period, we still have church. We don't have the church building, but we need to connect in order to become the partners in Christ. In a church in Canada, in a Chinese church in Canada, we always struggle with these three letters, Cantonese, Mandarin, and English. Even our Caucasian brother, you know a few Chinese saying, right? At least I heard 情朝, right? It's a very beautiful intercultural learning. Somehow, we always think the Canadian church, they are multicultural. But the Canadian church, yes, they are multicultural, but they are monolingual. They just have one language, English, right? But the Chinese Canadian church, we are truly multicultural because we accept, allow different language to embrace different culture. And we try to learn interculturally. So it's not easy to be a Chinese Canadian church. Don't blame on Chinese too much, just like don't blame on English too much. We need to learn from each other. Just like you like Chinese food, but do you like Chinese? You like to speak in English? Of course, your mother tongue or your home language is English. But we also have to learn how to across our culture to accept other people, right? Other new immigrants. So why not we try to embrace the Mandarin, the Cantonese, the English, and also maybe the Korean, and also maybe the Ukraine or others. That's the true essence of our Christian faith. not because of language, not because of culture, but because of Christ and mission, that we can unite together in our diversity. So in our church, we promote dependent. When a small congregation, a young congregation, planned, whether in our place or outside our church, we call it dependent stage. But we will encourage those Christian groups to be independent. One time, they will independent in maturity and also financially and also leadership. And hopefully one day they mature, we become an interdependent community. No matter what kind of language background you are coming from, but we are one in Christ. Just like Ephesians chapter 4, we all can recite that famous scripture. But how to live it out in our structure, in our truly daily or weekly church life, that is a big challenge. Philip Yancey, I think you know his good writings. One time he said, God now reveals himself in the world not through a pillar of smoke and fire, not even through the physical body of his son Galilee in Galilee, but through my local church. I think it's a very sound saying, right? The society, all the Canadians around us, look at a church, whether a church really can live out a church. Especially when a church with different backgrounds, different dialects, or different languages, if they still can learn how to harmonize themselves, how to live out the unity with diversity, it looks like a miracle. In the world, it's not easy to have this kind of testimony, same as in the church. So you have a church with different backgrounds, but we can bear with each other, not only tolerate, but embrace, but also learn how to love each other. I think this is a very powerful testimony. I don't know whether you know a famous last century preacher, evangelist. His name is D.L. Moody. He said, among 100 people, only one reads Bible. 99 read Christian. Do you agree? Of course, right here is mentioned about the non-Christians, right? You seldom have see a person come to the church and read all the Bible and become a Christian. So only one among 100. But all faith seekers, they would like to come into the church and look around how the Christians behave or how their faith impacts their life. So one read the scripture, 99 read Christian. My saying will be 100 read church. If church cannot live out the beauty of a church, cannot overcome our hurdles, our baggages, a church will lose your twilights, your impacts to this society. So if a church can live out a church, I think it's the most grateful sound all the peoples are looking for. By ending, I would like to quote a scripture from Ephesians chapter 2. Can you all read it out loudly for me? For it is by grace. I think this is a very familiar verses to all Christians. We always recite it because we know our salvation, our life in Christ, is not by our works, but it's by His grace, right? It's by His redemption. So nothing boasts. And do you remember that our salvation, our life in Christ, actually Christ has an expectation for us. It's on verse 10. For we are God's workmanship. That means our Christian life is not only have the conviction that we are His children, but after we become His children, He has expectation, continues to work on our life, and not only our personal life, but also our corporate, our church life altogether. So you are His workmanship. Another word can replace workmanship. That is masterpiece, right? If you see my drawing, you won't say it's a masterpiece. But if a good painter, you know, this is a masterpiece. God's work in your life, in our life, will be continuously by His grace and faithfulness to work on us. So we will become God's workmanship, masterpiece. You are His masterpiece. Continues after 42 years into the next decades. Hopefully God's grace is sufficient for you. Personally, continue to walk and follow Christ, and also corporately to become a better church, because we all are blessed and we need to learn how to persist in order to become a better partner, better partnership in Christ. Let's bow our head and pray. Our Lord, thanks for your word, even though in the First Corinthians long time ago, but it's still applicable in our church, in our lives. And may your mercy and grace upon us so that we will not despair, we will continue in our struggles, and also we will looking forward and see how you work among us in order to make our church more soundfully and vividly be a testimony to this world. We all pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.